All right, thank you, everyone. And now we have Pierre Pilon, who will be talking about the quality of OpenStreetMap data with respect to buildings.
Some of you know me as Pierre Zen. I started collaborating to OSM with IT in 2010. From 2012, all the major OSM responses for disaster, I did coordinate. So I have a lot of experience with mapping projects, tasking manager projects, thousands of contributors coming and coming and making a lot of errors. We started to be worried with Nepal. With 8,000 people in 1 month, we realized that there was a lot of mapathon with unexperienced mappers. This did create us a lot of problems. Validators said, we don't want to validate buildings anymore. It's so terrible. Then IET and various other places, more and more. And last year with Claire Allure, which is just sits here, Claire Allure from OpenStreetMap Congo, we started a project to support OpenCity in Kinshasa. At the same time, Ebola started in north of Kivu. So we had to go back to north of Kivu. In 2012, with Claire, we already had mapped that area around Goma. And so again, we had to take care of that. We decided we'll develop a tool to monitor data quality with buildings. It's uneasy. Some elements are already in the data quality tools such as Osmos. Even JOSM does a lot of things, topological errors, things like that. But about geometry, what can you do about geometry? What is a right angle? What is an irregular angle? You have to play with that. So my solution was to measure the angles and say if an area, I take a B-box of any area, and if I have too many irregular angles, then I should look closer. So that's basically what I will show to you. I won't enter too much in detail of the functions of the PostgreSQL, PostGIS function. We'll talk more about what we try to identify and what we can do with that, what we cannot do with it, the limits of models like that. And we have not only the mappers, we also have now the imports, the AI projects themselves can create some problem. So I will talk briefly about that also. And at the end, if I have time, I will show you the various tools. It's already on GitHub. We also have a blog, Open Data Lab, the RDC. We did publish last year some analysis. So in the publication, you will have all the details about this. So as I was saying, you have the address here. On Open Data Lab, DRC, GitHub, EO. Geometry and precision, you have an example here. We see a lot of these. In general, these are rectangular buildings that have been traced by new mappers. They come for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and they leave a lot of problems like that. So you try to identify area where there's a lot of these problems. The same with intersection, self-intersection, invalid polygons. That's another problem to identify. And as compared to Osmos, the objective also is to not to look at one building at a time, but to have an overview of your... When you manage a big project, you need to know what is the situation about the data quality. You need some metrics. And these are examples taken from the data where we have... And it also shows the type of output that come out of the tool. You see here that we have been able to identify buildings that overlaps over each other, overlaps over the road. And the blue ones, it's let's say I take a historical file a year ago. I look at it and I can place it over, and the background, it's the data as it is today. So I can use Overpass, or I can create a JSON file from PostGIS. Another case here, also it's tag area equal yes, no building tag. It looks like buildings. I mean, more or less. And another problems come with imagery. More we have imagery, more we have problems. We sometimes have old imagery, a new imagery is not as good, it does not have the same offset. And if you have various groups that come to collaborate and start to use the various images, you have conflicts of edition like that. One group trace a building, the other group traced quite differently, and they leave all of these there. And it can stay there for years, especially in Africa, in country where there's not many contributors, local contributors. If you don't go back, if you don't have a good process with all these mappatons, then the database is impacted in the area. And with Claire, what is his name? Frédéric Moine. Frédéric Moine did work for who? He was in Butembo. There was an emergency, and they told us the data is terrible. We cannot do anything with this data. And we look at it. We measure the information with our tool. We could go daily and see how it evolved. And we had to take the decision. We scrapped this and we restart. So you see the type of data we had, it was just impossible. And every day it was worse and worse. So we reused the tasking manager, start from the beginning. That time we said we only want experienced mappers, no beginners. You see again in detail. Last year, I took 15 tasking managers that were mapped in August 2008, and they were there were contributors that validated through the tasking manager. You would expect to have a better quality if it has been validated. And it shows how the tools can be used. These 15 projects did vary a lot. You had one in particular a project, Tasking Manager 1475. 60% of the buildings were identified as irregular. What I call regular is either an angle is between 88% and 92. I'll accept a variation of 2 degrees from 90. Or if it's an hexagon, octagon, a regular angle, again, I would accept a 2 degree variation. Then we call these regular. The other we call irregular. Sir, there are irregular buildings, but in general, 3-5%, not 60%. When you see something like that, you go back to the data and you see example like I did show before. Other project, it did vary less, but you see rapidly either a project in particular or an area in particular, you can monitor rapidly with such tools. Example here where you see buildings and duplicates are not detected 1 year later. I reran last month, I reran this and I see that it's still there. And on the right, you see that, I don't see the same thing. Oh, I see the next, around. Okay. On my screen, I have two images. I see the next image. Here's the one. With JOSM, you can click on any polygon and have the information. You see here that there's even duplicates. people are not only overlapping, but also creating duplicates. That's a lot of problem like that. And this year, I wanted to compare versus the tasking manager. I showed the 16 towns around the world, Cambridge, UK, Heidelberg, Kyoto, Japan, etc. And I thought, even if I take dense cities, it would be quite different from beginners using the tasking manager. But then I had another surprise. It's I see you have more complex data schema in cities, like 3D schema, people that don't tag properly. You have land use tags that overlap buildings or other type of polygons. You have imports where a lot of problem arise. I did compare Toronto with Dallas. Toronto was data provided by Statistics Canada, and I found 54% of the buildings that did have irregular angles. Dallas, which comes from Microsoft, only 14%. So you would think that Microsoft is better than Statistics Canada. We'll come back. And we also found a lot of layers collision in Cambridge and Kyoto. I will show you some example. See, we can identify the buildings that that share nodes, that they are adjacent and they are connected. And if it's a town has a lot of these buildings, I think it's more complex and you have more risk to have problems. So here I showed the area of Toronto that I did analyze. And another problem was that the data did have excess detail over straight line. A lot of points and not always on a straight line. And that was important as is. I think it's not okay, it should be clean. Example here in Cambridge, a college or a university. Oh no, here it's a commercial area. So you see these 3D schema where buildings are not identified inside. So it's a part of the building. And here you see retail polygons that overlap buildings. The second example, it's university land, which the retail cross the land. In Kyoto, you have here, this first slide, I show the overlaps of buildings. The second slide, I show buildings overlap with three polygons. You see that it's quite square, but a lot of problems. So, geometric classification, how to analyze the angles. So I give the details. So 82 to 92, I call it regular. Then the second one is quasi-regular or irregular. So it's more for analysis to see how we spread the data. And we classify the information and we then attribute variables in the model. Here I give examples. I had in my sample of all these towns area, I had 2.7 million buildings. It's not a fair sample because some area you have a lot of buildings, some area are small, but still it gives an idea. For 15 million angles, I have 1.7% of these points are on a straight line. So you can have a line where there are points sometimes, that's okay, but you would not count that as angles. Then the regular angles, that's almost 92%, 93 if I don't take care of the points on the straight line. And so in general, the irregular are relatively small, 6% of the angles are irregular. But as I showed before, it varies a lot from one project to the other. So I will go further. Okay, so the data is published on GitHub. It's a, here I say open.odbl. Anything that we evidently do from OpenStreetMap is ODBL. The type of functions that we see here, it's quite simple. It's inside PostgreSQL, it's a function, so you just need to call a function like here, selects from Toronto, Canada, and that's it, it will produce the result. Example of the result here, I'm using a JSON variable that's it's more flexible to enter many analysis variables. If later we want to revise, it will be easy to add one more variable into it. And I identify buildings and other polygons, one day geometry of buildings, and also compare buildings, polygons that cross each other. The workflow, there's a script where you import the data into PostGIS using the Osmosis schema. It's easy. I should publish later, but I have other script. Myself, I go directly from overpass. I have a step where I read from overpass, then pass this to PostGIS. It's how I can analyze many areas at the same time. And then in PostGIS, as we saw, it's a simple function to produce the indicator. From there, you can analyze or publish with a GeoJSON format. Publish the polygons, the buildings. So the documentation is on GitHub, Pierre Zen OQ analysis. There's the script and various documentation. And authenticity on the PostGIS function. I thought I had an example for the import. I said I would come back. This week I found that Microsoft did publish new buildings for Africa. And on the blog, you look at the image, you see that the buildings are rectangular, they correct it, but it doesn't correspond with the what you see in the background. And discussing with the developers, we see that there are problems. Even if you work with AI, it's not perfect. It depends the imagery you are using. You have various problems possible with that. And it was evidently image quality there. While in Dallas, it did look a lot better. So we still need to be careful about these various import projects. So that's my presentation. We'll pass to questions.
Thank you so much, Pierre. So do we have any questions?
It's just a comment. So my name is Claire, I'm from OSM DRC. We've been working with, collaborating with Pierre for about 8 years, and I met him for the first time yesterday. So that's something, yeah, in person. So in a country like DRC, where it's huge and there are lots of different mapping initiatives, where most of them are coming from external initiatives to the OSM community, it's been a really useful initiative and tool to be able to make some more gardening and quality checks across the country in areas rather than just at the object level. And it showed where there were, tasks with a suspicious number of edits that were done. And so If you are in a similar situation or willing to do some more quality checks, I think it can be pretty useful.
Raise your hand so we know where to go next.
Thank you. I'm Janet Mapping Tanzania with many similar issues. Thank you for that. It was really useful. I wondered if you had any advice about the best way, after you've found all this terrible data, what to do with it?
The problem comes from the start. Often with Mapathon, you have too many inexperienced people that come from 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. You don't have time to learn any DMAP right away, and they never come back to OSM, the hit and run, what we call the hit and run. That's a huge problem. And I saw it from, as I said, from Nepal, I saw it. It's more and more and more. There's more. They say, we need for this vaccination program, etc. But the people that start these projects, they don't assure that people are trained well. They don't assure a good coordination. The tasking manager is very good to escalate and have a lot of people, but not enough coordination. So ID people, the trace by N buildings in ID is where you see all these geometry. In JOSM, it's a lot easier to trace a building. And what's the solution? There are probably many, but we have to do it at the start. The same with the import data. It's easy to correct it to make it square, but does it correspond to what you see on the imagery? That's another subject.
Hi, thank you for your presentation. It was very interesting. I work in the area of research, engineering specifically, so we're very interested in buildings. I was wondering if in your tools you had, or if you have any thoughts about how to identify and or deal with the cases in which several buildings are just modeled as one polygon in the map. If you have any ideas on how to deal with these cases.
I don't understand your question. If buildings are?
So in many cases, we have had the chance to see many cases in which buildings that in reality are separate buildings are mapped together as just one big polygon. Like, for example, when you have terraced houses, or even cases in which it's obvious from when you see the buildings that it's different structures that are all modeled as just one building, one polygon.
Claire, I don't know what would be your opinion. Myself, no, I have not seen that many situations, no. It's true that if buildings are individual, it's easier to trace. You will have more problem in dense cities. But in general, I won't see them make a big block. People are tracing individual buildings, but then they overlap each other and then you start to have a lot of problems like that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Pierre.